With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of Vic and Em's Comedy Gems. My name's Vicky Hanlon.
And I'm Emily Tressiter. Vic and Em's Comedy Gems.
Please don't.
Okay.
Branding.
You gotta be on brand.
Branding purposes only.
It's for, yeah. Do you prefer to be called Stephanie? Generally?
In my life, I don't care.
Yeah.
Just on stage, because it's all my marketing materials.
Yeah. And also, it's like probably a bit more like it's like stronger.
Yeah. Isn't there? There's a director or something called Stephanie Lang, isn't
there?
Yeah.
She's doing a lot better than me.
She's American.
Yeah.
She's the producer of Veep.
Oh, that's what she is.
What's that?
Yes. Oh, my God. Emily Tressiter. Veep. The Julia Louis-Dreyfus vice president. Sitcom Veep. Go to hell.
Did you say go to hell?
Get out of my apartment.
Go to hell.
Go to hell.
Well, okay, it's great to know that you're alive, Vicky, and still fucking
I am alive.
Just as alive. Bloody aggressive with your go to hells to me as you always are.
Good. We'll leave that in then. That'll be good.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Vic and Em's Comedy Gems. Hello, Vicky Hanlon.
Hello, Emily Tressiter.
It's me, Emily Tressiter. Vicky, I'm very pleased to know that you are alive
and
kicking.
I'm here. Yeah. We're not going to talk about it.
We're not going to talk about it, but just know that her sass levels are back to normal, so she's got to be fine. Got to say that. Vicky, I am very, very excited.
Yep.
This week we have a wonderful guest.
True.
We have a guest from that little place you forgot about a couple of weeks ago.
Yep.
England, yep. United Kingdom.
Did you forget the name of England?
And the United States. I had a good day.
It is the wonderful Stephanie Lang.
Woo!
Hi.
Yay.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, I've literally forgot the names of the two like most common countries in the world.
They're real, they're
pretty big ones.
Places. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, they're not small remote places.
No.
It was almost, I don't know, I think she did it on purpose. You had to have done it on purpose.
I mean, I've not been in the best mind frame the last week.
That was before you knew.
What was wrong though?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
That was before you even knew something was wrong, I think, actually.
Probably.
It was just subconsciously fucking with your brain. That's hardcore.
True.
Stephanie, you are here in Melbourne, all the way from the United Kingdom.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
What a journey.
Yeah.
Did you take a plane?
I took an aeroplane, yeah. Two aeroplanes.
Two? Ooh.
Yeah.
Wow, where did you stop over?
Kuala Lumpur.
Nice.
Hey.
I like a good KL.
I'm actually going to KL.
You are?
So am I. When are you going?
I'm going May 9 and 10. When are you going?
I'm going right at the end of this festival.
Right.
Nice.
To do some shows?
I'm just going to hang out with my sister. She's got a proper job, so she's paying for a hotel and stuff.
Ooh, that fancy.
Is a good situation you've got yourself there.
Yeah, I like
I've never been to KL, have you?
No.
No, neither. I'm very excited.
Yeah.
You've been to the airport, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
I think I've been to the airport and that's it. I don't think I've actually
been. You know what, guys? I think I've been to the airport as well.
Oh my God. It's a regular stopover place for
a lot of flights. And then you went from KL to Melbourne.
Yeah. No. I know what's. I'm very tired. I went.
We're all doing well.
Adelaide and Wellington before I came here.
Oh wow! So
it's like a 3 month trip. Yeah.
Wow, that's hardcore. How's the tour been treating you?
It's been all right. Yeah.
Yeah. How was Perth? Do you feel like you have enough vitamin C?
A friend gave me a vitamin C yesterday, which makes me feel like I look like I'm not getting enough vitamin C.
No. It's just a question.
A
I think you need
now
to.
Yeah, it's come a casual up twice. I'm like, I look wan.
No, not at all. I think it's just during festival. I think I just had a glass of orange juice.
Yes.
Because I'm like 5 days into one festival.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I think vitamin C is something we all lack.
Yeah.
True.
So.
Okay. Yes. I don't just have like a scruffular vibe.
No, not at all. I think it's my body saying, feed me vitamin C.
And making, like, then you're projecting. Making sure that everyone
okay,
else.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah.
That's fair. Yeah.
That's who I am. I just project my feelings onto other people.
Yeah.
That's why everyone loves my show.
We can relate, but it's because she's making us?
Yeah. She's by forcing force. Us.
Yeah. Yeah, 100% yes.
I love it.
But yeah, so you went to Perth and Adelaide as well in Australia.
And Wellington, yeah.
And yeah, and how did they treat you?
They were super fun. I had a lovely time. Yeah. Yeah, Wellington's amazing. I love it a lot. New Zealand is a cool place.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm well, not... you're not there anymore. So
it's not such a big fucking deal.
Yeah, that is a... Everyone says that it's magical and amazing and just so lovely, and I've not been, and I feel like I'm missing out big time.
Mm, it's real friendly.
Yeah.
They're so much nicer than the people here.
Yeah. That is not true. How long have you been in Melbourne?
This time I've been here about a week and a half.
Oh, that probably is long enough to know.
Yeah,
if
that's
we're
long
nice
enough
people.
To figure out.
Yeah,
if someone's nice or not.
But I thought Melbourne was like the friendliest city in Australia.
That might be true, but we're still probably not as friendly as New Zealand. Also, I don't think it's true.
You don't?
I mean, I don't know, but
there's also probably not a very accurate way of gauging that.
Yeah,
it's not measurable.
I don't think it is. I think it really depends on the people that you meet in each city. Because if you meet the friendliest people in that city, then it's great.
But maybe you just met the friendliest people in Wellington then.
And all the rest was shitheads.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true.
Maybe during festival, they take all the shitheads out of the city and they're like, listen, you got to fuck off for a bit.
We're having visitors over. Go sit in the corner.
Basically, yes. You don't know. That could have happened, right?
That probably happened, yeah.
No,
yeah.
I mean, I'm sure it was really lovely. Were you doing the same show?
Yeah.
Same Quitter?
Show. Yeah.
Same two shows?
No, I wasn't doing really, 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 really. Just doing Quitter.
How do you say that without counting it on your hand? How do you know?
Well, you just I have been out. Doing that show for 4 years.
Right.
So
I think you learn.
I'm practiced, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, right. Mm. There's like a beat to each wheelie and you know which is the one to stop on.
Mm, typing, it's a nightmare.
Honestly, yeah. That's like someone asking you, how do you remember your show, Emily?
Yeah.
No, because that is not at all the same because it's the same word five times. How do you know you're up to the fifth one?
It's because just a rhythm. I feel it. I feel it in my gut.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, that's enough wheelies. Stop it now.
I guess that does make sense. Because, yeah. I mean, I know my show, but I'm not standing on stage being like, wheelie, 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 wheelie. That's enough wheelies.
That was one too many.
Fuck! God damn it.
It's just not in your brain yet. You'll learn. You'll get there.
I mean, no, I won't because it's your show and it's
no,
fine.
There's
I don't
no need
to
for
know
you
it.
To get there, yeah.
I absolutely won't do that.
Super
that
fan
be,
Emily.
Yeah. I thought that was going to be your new thing for the festival is to be able to say it.
No.
Just off the top of your head.
No.
You'd forget your show, but
I think
remember how to say.
For the festival will be to sell more tickets to my show. That's my new thing, guys, if you want to get on board with that.
Sell tickets.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fair. I think that's fair.
Buy some motherfucking tickets.
Yeah. Little word of advice to all our listeners. Pre-buy your tickets. Don't wait until the night.
Please do it.
Please,
yeah.
Please. Pre-buy tickets.
I'm very anxious.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It puts our minds and other things at ease.
Hearts.
Yep.
You like felt your heart, but you didn't want to say it out loud because you're like, I don't have one of those.
Yeah. Also, part of the, I'm not talking about it, but stress causes a lot of things and some of them put you in hospital. So buy some motherfucking tickets, all right,
just
people?
Just to reiterate.
Just to
this feels crazy manipulative.
Buy some goddamn tickets.
We're on the comedy festival train already, I guess. But this week I thought maybe I would talk to you about some shows that I've seen.
Yes.
Or a show that I've seen.
I would love to do that, but
yeah. Well, no, I just thought we could chat about... No, you know what? Fuck it. I'm not going to talk about a show that I've seen.
Why?
I'm going to talk about my show. I actually think this could be a very interesting chat for all three of us. Because obviously, Vicky, you produce comedy, so you see a lot of comedy.
Yes.
Stephanie, you do comedy very well. So you also will understand what I'm saying. Basically, on Saturday night, I had a sold out show.
Yay. All right, brag.
Pardon?
Brag.
Yeah. Not even humble. No. That was like brag. and it was like good, right? Because the show's good. You know when you have a show and you're like, even if you're having like a bit of an off day, you still have a good show.
Yep. Yeah.
Right? So it was good. But then the Sunday crowd was smaller, but so beautiful.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Like, you know when you walk out on stage and Vicky, you know when you see someone walk out on stage and you know
it's gonna be good?
It's gonna be fire.
Yeah.
Like the second that I walked on stage, I was like, oh yeah. And I just floated for the rest of the evening.
Great. Mm.
It was so good. And like, I just feel like as audience members, it's such a beautiful experience because there was a lot of people on their own on Sunday.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So I had like maybe four or five people just sitting by themselves and they were like surrounded by couples or like a group of three or whatever. And they were just losing their minds because the other ones that were on their own were losing their minds. So
That's great.
Like this beautiful thing where like no one was afraid to like, and they were all kind of losing it at different stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So like one person would be like, fuck, that's a good one. And then like 5 seconds later, someone else on their own would be like, oh man. And there was just like this sort of like bouncing energy off everyone just being like, it was so good. And I
and guess, better than the sold out show.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right.
And that I think is crazy because I'm like, you always expect a bigger room.
Some
to be.
Of the nicest like crowds that I've either been a part of or seen or whatever have been small crowds.
So yeah.
That you'll have like a room that's maybe like a quarter or a half full, and you'll be like, that was so much more fun.
Because it feels like a little team, doesn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah. Yes. That's exactly it.
That's
yeah.
totally. And you definitely feel. I feel like as a performer, you can sense the camaraderie. Within the group, but also you feel like a sense of connection.
All right, I'm the team leader. Let's go, guys. Come on.
Basically, yeah. And also because it's smaller, you kind of do individually engage, even if it's just with eye contact, you can individually engage everyone in the room.
Yeah, mm-hmm. true.
Like when you're scanning, when the room's full, you are obviously looking at everyone, but there's not that sense of like, this is for
you. Actual connection.
This one's for you. And now that one's for you and you're welcome, you know? Yeah, really beautiful.
Mm.
Have you've heard that?
Yeah, definitely. I like small audiences.
Yeah.
Thankfully, given the state of my career. Yeah. And I think Saturday audiences tend to be weird anyway, because I feel like they're not looking for you, they're just looking for something.
Yeah.
And they just happen to see you.
Yeah.
That's true. Yeah.
It is
Whereas
true.
A Sunday or a Monday or even a Thursday to a point, they may be specifically coming to see you. Yeah. Friday, Saturday audiences, they're just like, give me a show.
Yeah.
Don't care what it is.
Yeah. And I think they're also, because they're not there for you, and also because they're out on a Friday, Saturday, they're like, you are going to dance, monkey, and you are going to dance how I want you to dance. And it's like, well, maybe I'm not going to dance how you want me to dance.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe I won't dance at all, you know?
Yeah.
Maybe that. Or maybe I will. Maybe I'm doing a tap show this year. I don't know. I've thought about it.
Yeah.
But
maybe
I'm
going to make you sad with my stories. Suck it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe this is a black comedy. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Some of your stories have a little bit of, well, they're not pathos, but they're, you know.
That's
not.
The other thing. This crowd on Sunday were like, no, actually last night on a Monday.
Yeah.
It was a, no. It was a Sunday because it was a 6:30
it
show.
It doesn't
sorry.
Matter.
I'm so sorry. It's a festival. I don't know what I'm doing. Give me more orange juice. I had a crowd at 6:30 because the show is an hour earlier on Sundays. And there's some stuff in my show that's like pretty heavy and like it's, I still think very funny and it is very funny, but like it is heavy.
Mm.
And the Sunday crowd were just like disgustingly into it. Like they were like, yeah, like give me more about how sad you were at that time. Yes. And that's also like such a weird thing, but you're like, oh my God, I love it. Like,
yeah,
that's the reaction you want.
Yeah.
I also love the like, oh my God responses, but.
Mm.
Are you still showing the photo?
I've given it away every single day.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
She has a very, we won't disclose what it is because it's a big spoiler point, but she has a photo that is interesting.
Confronting.
Confronting.
Yeah.
Photo that you were sent
We can tell
once.
You off air.
Yeah, yeah.
Off air.
Off air.
This is live to air.
But that you weren't originally going to show in your, like, it was like a last minute prop, but it's working. And now she gives it out to an audience member every night.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Which is.
Because I don't want it. I'm like, take it. I have plenty of copies, but I also don't want any of them. So please, every night, someone take it.
Ooh. I don't want to know what they're going to do with it.
Okay, this is going to mean nothing to people that haven't seen the show and don't know what it is, but one lady said she's going to put it on her fridge.
Oh, that's crazy.
Another dude said he's going to put it on his bedroom wall.
Oh, that's weirder.
Yeah. So, like, this thing that, like...
I just mimed, is it a dick pic?
Nah, it's not a dick pic. That is not, like, I mean... Could you show someone's dick pic on stage? Would that be okay?
Yeah, I don't know whether you'd be allowed to do that.
Yeah. Probably not.
I mean, they've but sent it to you, so technically it's your property.
Yeah, and also you wouldn't be able to, you wouldn't know who it was.
If it didn't show the face.
Yeah.
If it wasn't from like the sort of
down
by the balls up to the chin. The
which is my favourite kind of dick pic.
It's a great angle for a penis.
Yeah, just the degree we all want to watch it at.
Yeah.
Underneath.
But yeah, no, that's basically all I had to say. Stephanie, has anything been happening in your life you want to tell Vic and I about?
Okay. Yeah. All right. I'll tell you my thing.
Let's do it. Let's do it.
So I had a breakup 2 weeks ago.
What?
Whoa. Yes, real fresh.
While you were on tour.
Yeah. Yeah. So, well, actually, full story. I've been doing, you know, that polyamory.
Yes.
Yeah. I've been doing that. So I had a boyfriend at home and he is married. She knows about me, I know about her, it's all fine. And then I was sort of seeing somebody down here, sleeping with somebody down here. And I broke up with the boyfriend. And then literally 5 hours later, I got a message from the guy down here ending that as well. Same day, two breakups.
What? I have so many questions.
This is one of the many reasons why I could never do polyamory, because you can have multiple heartbreaks at once. Yeah. Fuck that shit.
Because I was thinking the good thing about polyamory is, oh, it's over with that guy.
But you've still got the other one.
I was like, yeah. I literally messaged him. I was like, cheer me up with your penis. And he was like, no can do. I've started dating someone proper now. And I was like,
God.
Oh, no Wang for Lang.
That's next year's show.
Yeah.
Is the reason that you broke up with the dude back home because of the dude here?
No,
just different. Yeah,
no,
right.
They
were unrelated.
Unrelated breakups.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
Which makes it even more ridiculous.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it sucks. I'm super sad. Like, so I really love the guy at home, but it's just the situation got too hard.
Yeah.
So I'm being such a loser. I keep checking WhatsApp in the morning because he's back there to work out. I'm such a stalker. To work out when he was last active so I can try to work out whether or not he is maintaining a sensible bedtime. So I'm like, he's going to be sad. He needs to sleep properly. If he's still online at 3 a.m, that is a worrying thing.
Oh.
It's pathetic.
I know those feelings though.
I think we've all been there. 100%. I mean, not with the sleeping pattern thing. That's never been something that I have. No. I mean, but said it out loud now. I'm like, that's quite a sensible thing, actually.
But yeah, but if that's all the connection that you've got when you're that far away, I get that, wanting to check on those little things that you
can check. I have a folder
of
science facts on my phone that I want to tell him that I'm saving up for him. So pathetic.
But when will you tell him these things?
Probably never see him again.
Right.
No, I think we might be friends at some point. But it's weird when you break up with somebody and it's not because the last thing we said on the phone to each other when we in the breakup conversation was, okay, I love you, bye.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's so hard to accept that it's not going to be back on at some point. So
yeah.
I feel like I'm like prepping for that, which is ridiculous because it's not going to happen. Like, I know it isn't.
And didn't you break up with him?
I did, yeah.
Women are so confusing.
Yeah, what do we want? Everything, nothing. Touch me, leave me alone. Hold me from the other room.
That is so true. Like, so I'm going to show you this thing. So basically festival is like that for me. Like just so many different emotions where you're like, I am the king of the world. And then like 20 minutes later, you're like, oh, I've literally never been more of a piece of shit in my whole life.
That is, festival in a nutshell.
And so I think this is probably a really good, I'm going to show you a gif. What are they called? A gif. I'm going to show you a gif.
I'm laying down the law on my podcast right now. We say gif on this podcast.
Okay, gif. So basically this gif is of me during festival and you at the moment during your breakup. And you're actually both of the people in this gif. See it once?
Yeah. So happy and so not just.
So basically it's Patrick and SpongeBob on a roller coaster.
It is, yes.
And SpongeBob's like losing his mind.
He's very happy.
So excited. Yep. And then Patrick's next to him like, no. Mm-hmm. And at the moment,
you're both. Yep.
Yeah.
And on a roller coaster.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the best part of this podcast, to be honest, is the roller coaster.
Wee!
No, quarter!
Yeah, but that, and this is not good timing for you, but my general rule of thumb is don't make any big decisions during festival time.
Yeah, too late. I did it.
Yeah.
Oh, well. I'm staying in a really cool place. I'm living in a squat in Melbourne.
A squat?
No way.
Really?
Yeah, they get all their food out of dumpsters.
Freegan? Is that a thing?
How did you come about this place?
It's a guy that I met last year in Perth. He like runs a squat here. And I pay like $30 a week, and that includes food as long as I help with the dumpster runs. Life is really going well.
Yeah.
And I mean, should we disclose that when you got here, we were like, we'll give you food. And you were like, yes!
do you want something to drink? Eat? Yes, please. Oh, God. Give me food.
But there's like every single person in the squat is so ridiculously good looking. It's actually doing me a lot of good because I'm like, just look at them.
Oh, yeah.
They're really hot.
Well, if they can do it, I can do it.
Biggest crushes on everybody.
Yeah. Is there like rules about no inter-squat relationships?
No one said anything about that. I'm happy to hear about those rules in retrospect.
Yeah. Don't tell me until after. Do you have like your own room? Are you sharing a room?
Sharing a room. There's a weird smell from the wall.
Great.
And I mentioned it the first morning. I was like, there's like a smell? And they were like, yeah, that's the wall smell.
I have watched far too much criminal documentaries and like miniseries and stuff. There is a body in
I was
that
about
wall.
To say, you think there's a body in there, don't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, 100%.
I think it's mold. Body or something. Not
it could
a human
be.
Body.
Yeah, right. But is it that smell? Is it like dead body smell?
It's like dead. Yeah, something is dead. Yeah.
Oh. See, I just assumed it was mold.
Yeah, their solution was like, take a painting from the hallway and put it in front of the hole in the wall and that'll just keep some of the smell in.
Oh, my God.
But they have paintings, though.
They do have paintings, yeah.
Well, so there you go.
They're really lovely people. I'm very happy to be there.
That's such an interesting, I mean, really cool, actually.
Okay.
It's an experience, as if that's not an experience.
Mm. I'm more of a five-star hotel.
Oh, I know you
experience.
Are. We know you are.
Yeah. I know.
I've got questions about this as well. Is there like, can you shower and bathe there?
There is hot water and electricity.
Wow.
No Wi-Fi and no, the door doesn't even shut. It doesn't lock.
Right. So how do you make sure that your things don't get taken?
Well, there's always somebody at home because there's like 12 of us living there.
Yeah. Okay.
And how?
So you just have to trust the other 11?
Yeah, I trust them. Yeah. Okay.
They're all hot, Vicky. Of course they're trustworthy.
Oh, yeah. That's the thing I first looked
so
for.
So symmetrical.
Yeah. All right. Well.
How can you not trust a face that is that symmetrical?
No, that's fair. That's fair.
And how? I don't understand how this works. So how do they have power and water if it's like not?
Well, I think the thing is they keep calling it a squat, but they do pay rent to a landlord.
Oh, right.
But they pay like $200 a week to this guy, and he's really happy to have them there because literally like 5 years ago it was a brothel.
Right.
And it had like a really bad reputation. So now that they're just like some hippies,
yeah,
he's like, this is great.
Bit better than the bad reputation brothel.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Okay, so it's not really a squat.
No, it's got a heavy squat vibe.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, right. But it's like...
There's a lot of white people with dreadlocks.
Oh. Okay.
Those. Yep, got it.
So there's 12 of you there. Yeah. How many people have dreadlocks?
Ooh. Six, maybe?
That's
wow.
too many.
That's too
That's
many.
Like literally yep. half. That's wow.
It is like literally half. You're right.
That is literally half.
Yeah, literally maths-wise half. Yep.
I'm very bad at math.
That's all right. Never promised to be a math podcast. It's fine.
That is very true.
I mean, I don't like the idea of sharing a room at all. But when you were like, hey, I'm running a little bit late for this podcast, you're like, I just have to wait in line for a shower. And I was like, nope. Nope. Not.
Do you actually wait in a line?
Well,
you're just like, I'm next.
Thing is that the bathroom doesn't have a door, it just has a curtain.
Right.
Nope.
And the curtain was pulled across and I was like, there's someone in there, but no, there wasn't. So I was waiting
for no one.
There was no line.
Oh. And you can't even like knock.
No.
Because it'd just be like material moving.
People just stand outside and go, toilet! And then you have to be like, yeah.
You're right. It sounds like an experience, but not one that I would like to experience.
Yeah.
Like, I love it. They're really lovely people.
Yeah.
And they're going to give me some acid.
Even better. Even, okay, well, maybe I could get on board, all right.
I would never do acid.
Not from a squat.
No acid for me.
No, fair enough.
I just think that my brain would just fuck me up so hard.
Yeah, well, your brain already does that.
That's right. Mm-hmm. So I feel like putting any external
Yeah, fair enough.
Like, no.
Yeah.
You know, I just know.
You
and
can
I also
really see some shit.
Exactly. And I've heard like just too many horror stories
yeah,
for fair. Me to be like, that's the thing I'm going to do. I'm like, I'm never, ever going to dabble in hallucinogenics.
Fair.
Yeah, those word. Ones. Yeah.
But aren't you going to places that you could do that soon?
Yeah, but just because I'm there doesn't mean I have to do it, Vicky.
That's part of the experience. Mushrooms in Amsterdam, you're allowed. They're legal.
Yeah, I would also not do mushrooms either.
I think mushrooms are supposed to be gentler. Like, acid's awesome. I love acid very much.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And UnitedHealthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
I've never done mushrooms, but it's supposed to be more fun and less like...
The world is crumbling.
Have you ever had an experience on acid where you're like, ah, the world is crumbling?
No, I've only had a really lovely time, but then I've only ever taken a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Moderation.
Yeah, so I talked about it in my last show because I feel like it like changed my relationship with my body.
Oh,
yeah,
that's
in
nice.
A way.
Yeah. In a good way?
Yeah,
okay.
I used to
I
feel
was like,
well,
that's not, wait.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, that's nice.
I hate it now, it's a demon.
Yep, just wanted to make sure that wasn't the road that we were about to go down.
So cool. I used to feel like my body like was just transport for my head, like it wasn't a part of who I was.
Sure.
And then one time when I took acid, I was like, oh, it's all me, so I should look after it better and like, you know, respect it more and not just let people have a go on it whenever they want.
Sure, right. I get that, yeah.
That's a very like enlightened moment, I guess.
Mm. And I feel like, because there's a lot of those sort of drugs that, not that I've done any of them, but like ayahuasca and all that sort of stuff that, and DMT and things like that, that people seem to have those sort of like life-changing moments on that just, and then all of a sudden they're just like, literally it changed my entire worldview.
Yeah.
Which would be interesting to experience.
But then it's risky because you could just really fuck yourself
exactly,
up.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. I think the risk to reward ratio for me is not high enough.
No, that's fair. That's fair.
Like, what if my whole worldview was altered and I became like a racist?
I was going to say, suddenly you're a Nazi.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's, you know? Yeah. I mean, I doubted it happened, but you never know, I guess.
Yeah, well, because I feel like if you already have like a pretty wholesome worldview, then which way is it going to go?
Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe it'd just make it even nicer.
Who knows? I will never know.
Not you. Yeah. All right. That's fine. Fair enough.
Totally. Speaking of your last show, let's talk about your new show.
Yay.
We did it. I love
Stephanie
our
Lang, so you will be doing your show Quitter at 6:20. The vaults are crowded.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Starting from the 8th.
Yeah.
This will come out on the 9th.
There you go. So
yeah.
Started yesterday.
Yep.
I'm sure you absolutely crushed it.
Oh, it was brilliant.
Yes.
I smashed it up real nice.
Full house.
Yeah.
Really crushed it. Tonight is going to be an absolute treat for whoever gets on down there as well.
Yep.
And then you're doing...
Every other day of the festival?
I'm doing, every single night. Yeah.
No nights
cool.
off. Yeah. Cool.
And then I'm also doing Wheelie.
Yes.
Did it.
Yeah. So oh, yeah. Let's talk about each show.
Okay.
What are you bringing? What's Quitter? What's Wheelie?
No.
It's fine.
You had it, and then you lost it.
I was counting with my fingers too, and I was like, wait, have I done four? Oh,
you,
God.
How many fingers do you have?
I think she counted, but she forgot to start counting and then started counting.
Right.
And then,
right. Vicky gets me.
Yeah.
We've been doing this long enough for her to say, go to hell. And also, she's bad at counting.
Yeah,
and she's trying.
She's trying. Leave her alone.
So my solo stand-up show is called Quitter. It's about things that I've given up. So I've given up alcohol, cigarettes, caffeine, self-harm, flying trapeze.
Oh, that's a good one to get rid of.
Monogamy, although I think I've changed my mind on that and I might go back to monogamy
because
it's horribly stressful and upsetting.
It feels like a lot of admin in like polyamory.
There was a spreadsheet.
Yeah, like I
literally.
For time management, yeah.
Wow. I can't do that.
Yeah.
No.
I've got too many spreadsheets already. I could not add another one.
I legit do not know how to do formulas, so I'd be fucked.
Yeah, I know. I send you spreadsheets for like this podcast and then you just ask me.
Every single time.
Hey, do you still have that? I'm like, Yeah, she's like, hey, when's this guest booked in?
And she just sends me the same link every time, and no times have I opened it.
Not once. Not
once. Literally not once. I don't know how I would find that again. How do I find it? Anyway, it's fine.
So anyway, okay, wow. So that's why you can't be polyamorous.
Yeah, no, 100%. Also, I love my boyfriend very much. So you've given up alcohol.
Yeah.
Caffeine.
Yeah.
They're the two big
trapeze.
Nine years ago, I gave those up.
Of both of those?
Yeah.
No way.
And cigarettes, but I still smoke sometimes.
Sure. What, wow. What made you give it up 9 years ago?
I think I just had an unhealthy relationship with alcohol.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And also, I'm quite an anxious person. I get very paranoid even just walking around. So caffeine isn't good for that.
Sure, yeah.
And just whenever I'm sad, I'm like, I feel like I probably have to get rid of something from my life. There's probably something in here that I need to stop.
Right.
So I'm just like, blah, stop it.
I get that.
Right.
Yeah.
What was the most recent thing that you went bleh about?
Well, monogamy, but...
Yeah, we won't be coming back to that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I guess sometimes you... I have this thing where I'm very extreme. Mm-hmm. So like you, if something goes wrong, I'm like, okay, shit, I need to...
Get rid of that entirely.
Yeah, or like when maybe 2 years ago, when I was going through like this horrible relationship-esque thing, I really went hardcore into yoga.
Mm-hmm. And I did so much fucking yoga.
Literally every day. Every day for like 60 or 70 days.
I'm sure like, because people give, well, people like go maybe like, oh, maybe you should give M less of a hard time about the yoga. Because I give her a hard time when it was, but it, you do not understand.
I had
there
a
was,
problem.
There was so much Genuinely. Yoga. It was too much.
I was like addicted to yoga and I was using it as a, like replacement a crutch for exactly for something that I was missing or had been like sort of like I guess fucked up about.
Yeah, because when you give something up, sometimes you do just end up replacing it with something else.
Yeah,
I eat like 3 chocolate bars a day.
Yeah,
just
well,
normal.
It's like when I went through my really bad breakup years ago, I just replaced it with the gym and like got really healthy for a really long time. But then I was so like. I had to go to the gym every day.
Yeah.
Like I had to go.
It becomes like a...
And then my food, like I was counting calories like to the calorie. And if I went over, I would be so harsh on myself. Yeah. Like it was that sort of, you know.
That's what happened with me in yoga too. I was so fit though. Like looking back on pictures of me at that time, I'm like, fuck. You were such a fit motherfucker.
Yeah, but you're happier now.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
Although occasionally I'm like, man, at least do some yoga, you stupid fuck.
You know what is really a really shit thing that I've noticed about my brain? Is I was working out a lot when I first got down here, and as soon as the two breakups happened, I was like, oh, I don't think I was doing this for me. I think I was doing this for them, and so I might just not go to the gym so much anymore.
Yeah,
I
was
like, oh God, what's wrong with me? I'm 33 years old. That shouldn't be my mindset.
Yeah.
It should be going for me.
It's a hard one to get out of, though.
Yeah.
And I think also, like, it's so funny, isn't it? So you were doing it because you were in these relationships and you wanted to, you know, be fit and fun and flirty for them.
Yeah.
But like also when you leave a relationship, people have that experience
Which is what I did,
where they're
yeah.
like, yeah, they're, but you, it's so funny because I feel like in my brain, in my conscious brain, I was like, I am doing this for me because I'm going to be a powerful, independent woman and that's amazing. But then once you stop doing it, you realize the reason you were doing it was so that you could be like, fuck you, I'm skinny now. Yeah. Which is like not a good reason to do it either.
No.
And you can tell yourself, and I remember having conversations with people being like, no, it's because it makes me feel amazing and that's why I'm doing it. It's for me. And then like out of it, you're like, that was not for me.
No.
That was 100% not for me. That's, yeah. Yeah. It's crazy, crazy. But I think it's really, I mean, I really admire and respect the fact that you can identify stuff and be like, that's not for me.
Yeah.
That's cool. But why did you give up trapeze?
Yeah.
I want to be really, really good at stuff.
Right.
And it was just quite hard.
That's fair.
Now that is a really good reason to give up.
Yeah. If you're not good at it immediately, just stop.
That is the thing as well though. I think as human beings you want to be that is why comedy is so hard sometimes, I think, because you can be really good at comedy, but if you're not the best and how do you even measure who the best is?
Yeah, that's
you struggle to really see the value in your own performance and your own, which is such a, I find it so, especially during festival, because you're surrounded by so many other people that are so talented and like, you know, the optimist way of looking at it is like, yeah, but I'm different because we're all different and we all have our own unique talent and our own unique shows and whatever.
Of course, yeah.
But like a big part of you and of me, I guess, is looking at these shows and being like, fuck, but why? Like, why aren't I the best at this yet?
Yeah.
But how do you even become... Anyway, this is so philosophical.
You're just monologuing yourself now.
Yeah, I actually am. Yeah. Totally. But,
even if you're like super amazing at comedy, there will also still be audiences who disagree.
I was going to say, yeah.
You're not awesome.
But also, being super good at comedy doesn't necessarily mean that you're the most exposed comedian.
No.
Because that's the other thing. When you go to festivals, you see these fantastic, amazing comedians performing in front of 10 people. And you're like, you are literally the funniest motherfucker I've ever seen.
Yeah.
And they're the best because they make me laugh the most out of everyone ever.
Yeah.
But they're not the ones that are on TV and they're not the ones that are on the radio.
But you are on TV and the radio, like Anne Edmonds' show last year when she was doing her Helen Bideau character, like went on the project and just had hate, like so many people hated that character.
Yeah.
Just didn't get it, didn't want to have anything to do with it. Just so many complaints.
Yeah, some things don't transfer well to TV.
Yeah.
You need to be in the room.
Oh, yeah, 100%, yeah. But just like, just seeing one of the most successful comedians in Australia go on one of the flagship, you know, programs on TV and just get that amount of hate. And I'm like, we're doing okay. Mm-hmm. I think we're fine.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. It's just, you can't please everyone.
Yeah. That's
and
the other thing.
You shouldn't try to.
Well, you literally can't. And the other thing is, the bigger you get, the more of both you get.
Absolutely.
So I always, I often think about that as well. I'm like, yeah, but what if when you do become like much bigger, everyone's hating on you and you cry a lot more? Like, you know, like maybe that's not actually the pinnacle of success. Man, festival really makes me very introspective.
To get you some more orange juice.
Oh my god,
I'm feeling really great today. I've had some ups and downs. I'm SpongeBob and Patrick on a roller coaster.
Yeah, it's true.
I feel pretty good today.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, I was rummaging through some bins last night to get some pastries.
There's so much. There's like the supermarket ones, I assume, like the ones out the back
from a little bakery.
Okay, yeah. Mm. So like you got to, because I used to work like when my first job was at a supermarket. And the amount of food that they just throw away is...
And they have to because it's like one day out of day.
Yeah, exactly.
You eat it at home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they can't have it on the shelves because they just can't. So everything goes in the bin.
And they're not legally allowed to give it to homeless people because then if
ridiculous.
They get sick, they can sue them. It's just fucked up. And they lock the bins.
They
lock the fucking bins.
Yep. So when I first started this job, they didn't. And while I was at that job for like 7 years through like high school and some of uni. Mm. And during that time is when they decided... When the thing came down saying, you guys now have to lock bins and stuff. So it went from us just like putting the stuff in the bin and it being out the back and anyone could do whatever they want. Because as soon as it's in the bin, you can do whatever you want with it. I don't care.
Mm.
But then halfway through my time there, it was like, and now you need to padlock up the bins and nothing can. And,
why do they need to padlock up the bins?
Because they can still get in trouble if someone comes and takes something out of their bin.
Can they?
And
even
get
though
sick
they've thrown
it
away.
Yeah. Yeah. That's if it's out of their
silly.
Property. It's a,
But how are they? Oh, I guess you could kind of prove that maybe. Be harder to prove, surely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Legalities of stuff like that is.
Does the house that you're staying at have like bins they hit that they know they can.
They have keys.
Oh.
They a guy who was a bin man used to work there and he left some keys for them.
That's so good.
Yeah.
I love
this
it.
This is like, I want to make a movie out of your life at the moment.
But then what sucks, what upsets me is the people I'm living with, like they're doing fine financially. They're street performers mostly. That sometimes they make like $200 a day.
Yeah.
They don't need those fucking keys that much.
Yeah, right.
The homeless people
in the area could do with
the keys.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a few homeless guys.
Or even cut a copy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, hand them out.
Because
then
you could, like, they could still have them.
Yeah.
But then you can also give it to people around.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because there's a few rough sleepers in Melbourne that I see quite often, like some that we actually know the names of and everything like that we see.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, if I could give him a key, I definitely would.
Mm-hmm.
That would be good.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Maybe I should suggest that.
Yeah, because they're not missing out either.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And it's, yeah, anyway, yeah.
Especially if you could
What a... episode. We are really just breaking down societal stereotypes and also really contemplating why we're doing what we're doing.
Yeah. I mean, it's festival time through and through, really. Yeah.
Just quickly, we never got to wheelie, 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 wheelie.
Yes.
Well done.
Thank you.
Very deliberate counting, yes. But well done.
Wheelie, 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 wheelie is a game show with a wheel. It's so much fun.
Is that how you got the name?
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
I was sitting with the guy that I wrote it with and we were like trying to come up with a name and I was like, so there's a wheel, right? Wheelie, 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 wheelie. And he was like, yep.
Done.
Title. Sorted.
I love it.
So we split the audience into two teams and they play lots of games against each other. We have a comedian as like the captain of each team. You're both very welcome to come and do that at some point.
Hell yeah.
And it's just very silly games like Hungry Hungry Hippos but with Maltesers out of a tray. And you had to keep them in your mouth so you can spit them out into a bucket to count them.
Amazing.
Admiral Duck, where I put on an admiral's jacket with rubber ducks Velcro to it and people have to hit it off with a rolled up newspaper. It's all very silly and fun.
Let's do a night where we play both the team captains and we fight against each other.
Yeah. Of course that's what Vicky wants. Yeah. I'm like, let's do a night where we're 50% a team captain together.
Like, no, we'll take it down.
The problem with that is like, I don't know who like some shitty audience member is going to be in my group. I don't want that.
Oh, yeah. You
want to be able to like choose my fighters.
You can choose your team.
Oh, you can?
Yeah. Although usually if you say, I want that one, we'll give you the other one because fuck you.
Oh.
I feel like that's fair enough.
Yeah.
You just get what you
now can. I know your tricks. I'll be like, I want that one. Psych, I want that one.
But now I know that you're going to do that.
God. This is going to be a long like show just to pick
just
teams.
Just admin-based show when you guys
I'm going to make a spreadsheet for it, Emily.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Well, I'll never open that, so it'll be fine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Great.
It'll be improvised. Completely improvised. I think it's the time of the show that we like to call hypothetically
it
yes.
Is. It is.
However, I've been having such a good time.
Oh, you've forgotten to do
that
it.
That I haven't really thought of a hypothetical at all.
She does this sometimes, and it's really embarrassing, to be honest.
I don't think it's embarrassing. No. I think it should. You should feel good, right?
I feel good.
Yeah, because you've given us such a wonderful moment in time.
It's true.
That I've been distracted.
Yeah,
I haven't done the job that I was supposed to do.
It's true.
But Stephanie Lang, would you rather every house you live in for the rest of your life is like this squat not squat that you're living in
squat,
in
not squat.
Melbourne.
I like it.
Or every no and so that and all of your shows for this run of festival and the next three festivals are all sold out.
But that's it, just three.
Yeah. But you could obviously
yeah.
The momentum of that you'd probably just keep going.
Yeah.
I feel like that's how it works.
Yeah, probably.
I mean, I hope that's how it works. I'm really not sure. Or you can live wherever you want. I've kind of fucked this because they're both bad options. Yeah, okay, you can live wherever you want. But your shows sell however they're gonna sell, and at least 50% of the audience have to have dreadlocks.
Oh, the first one.
Yep.
Yeah, because oh man, I love selling tickets. I'm with you on that.
Yeah.
Oh, I love it.
It's so tasty. I love it.
And I really actually love staying where I'm staying.
Perfect.
So I'm happy to stick with it. Yeah.
Forever. Indefinitely.
Forever. Yeah. They're really interesting people.
That's fair.
Yeah. I'd never be alone ever, which is annoying.
But yeah, I couldn't handle that.
No.
Neither could I.
Yeah. Would you rather I'm not stealing your shtick.
No, you can, because that was such a convoluted would you rather.
But would you rather live there forever? Like live in that forever or always have to do spreadsheets in your relationships?
It's a good one.
Thank you.
Probably should have started with that one.
Yeah.
Live there forever, yeah.
Yeah.
Because I just want, what I want now is just like one person that just makes my life a bit better.
Yeah, fair enough.
You know, because I love my life, but I like somebody that's just like a kind of stress-free, pleasant, let's hang out and have some company and like touch my bits.
I like it.
What made you go, I'm starting a conversation again, but what made you go to polyamory in the first place?
Because I really liked him and then fell in love with him and he was married. So I was like, okay, so this is a thing that we're going to try.
Right.
And for a while it was really good. I talk about it in the show if you want to hear more. But no, it's real hard.
Yeah, right. So it wasn't necessarily the situation that you were going for. It was the person you were going for. That is really tough.
I think that's probably the way a lot of people come to it at first is because the person that they like is already involved. Seems to be the way that I've sort of seen it happen most of the time. So I don't know who started it first.
Yeah.
You got to find that person. That's the one. And then they've like spread it around.
Yeah.
People have fallen
Adam and
love.
Eve and Jeremy.
Exactly. Yes. Exactly. Before we go, we just have one final question. Same question that we ask of all the guests.
Okay.
What are your thoughts on Spider-Man?
Ooh, my thoughts on Spider-Man.
You really thought it was going to be something way more.
I was fully prepped for some depth here.
Nah.
Spider-Man. Well, I do. I like Spider-Man a lot. God, that's such a vague yet specific question.
I know, right? Hey, we've got to keep our nerd cred up.
Yeah. I haven't seen the most recent one with the young guy in it.
Yeah.
Because the ex before this most recent one was like, you have to watch all the Marvel films in order.
Oh.
And so I wasn't allowed to watch that one until I'd seen the other ones.
And you haven't seen
Which one are you up to?
Oh, what have I... See, I've fucked up the order now because I haven't seen him for ages. I've watched Infinity War.
Right. Yeah.
That was great.
Well, if you've seen Infinity War, you can watch the Spider-Man movie. Like, yeah, that comes before that.
I saw a comedian the other day complaining about when Spider-Man is played by like an older guy, which I think is right. Like, he's supposed to be a schoolboy,
he's a teenager,
right? He's a teenager. So when he's like 30, you're like, what's happened in the meantime?
Yeah.
What's he been up to?
That's
true. What have you been? What have you been doing, Spider-Man?
Yeah, let us know.
What are you doing, Spidey?
All right, that's fair.
Thank you so much for coming on, Vic and Ems.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Absolute legend. You can catch Stephanie Lang in Quitter at 6:20 at Crowded Vaults starting from yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And Wheelie.
Yep.
That's on at
9:50. Same place.
Yeah, perfect. And it's on the same days?
Yep.
Started yesterday.
Do you want to plug our shows in?
Sure. You can see Vic and Em's Comedy Gems live during festival every Sunday at 3 p.m.
I'll be back.
Hooper's Inn.
It's going to happen.
When I say live, I mean Vicky will be alive.
I will be alive. It'll happen.
You can see my show at 7:30 at Trades Hall, just doing it every day except Wednesdays and one Saturday we won't talk about.
Yay. Thanks, guys.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
I mean, if you want. It's up to you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.